Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Obedience is not a popular word these days, nor is it a popular concept. Folks somehow think that they are within their rights to disobey whenever they disagree. We've seen that from a U.S. Ninth Circuit Court, from the Travis County Sheriff, from a particular clerk, county clerk up in Kentucky, from a variety of cities across the country, and from a whole host of young people throughout our great land. They all think that because they disagree with the president, the Supreme Court, the Constitution, that they can thus disobey any order or law that has been made. Unless we exempt ourselves from the process, my guess is that we have all played this game also. When it comes to the speed limit, or using our cell phones in the cars, or crossing the street in the middle of the street. Too often when we don't like a rule or a law, we simply disobey it. Then we justify our actions by saying or by thinking that the rule or law was wrong to begin with. And yet, we expect others to obey the laws that we do agree with, even if they don't agree. We expect our children to obey us, even if they don't agree with us, right? It doesn't matter if our children think our rules about eating candy before supper, or about their curfew on the night of a football game, or about bedtime, or too strict, or not. We expect that our rules are to be followed and obeyed. So does God. In fact, so serious was God about keeping his commandments that he said to the Israelites, and I quote, "If you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all of his commandments and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you." And then he proceeds to list a number of curses. Unless you think that obedience to God was just an Old Testament thing, I would encourage you to recall the words of Jesus in the words of the Great Commission. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, as you go, disciple all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." Obedience to God is not an optional characteristic for the Christian. It is part of our redeemed, justified nature. Obedience demonstrates humility and a willingness to listen and to follow. It bears witness to our identity as a child of God. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus noted that even pagans and tax collectors love those who love them. But the mark of a Christ follower is to love those people who don't love you, who may even hate you. So too, even thugs and criminals are adherent to what they agree with. But we are called to be obedient to God even when we don't agree with Him. Even if the fruit looks really good for eating, i.e. Adam and Eve. Even if the beautiful woman bathing on the other housetop is not our wife, in essence, David. Even if we didn't plan for the pregnancy, or we're in love with a person of our own gender, namely folks here in the United States. Obedience to God is not just about agreeing with Him. It's about recognizing that He is God and we are not. It's about being humble before Him. It's about surrendering ourselves to these four words, "Thy will be done." And that's what Jesus did. Even though He had absolutely no desire to do what His Father wanted Him to do. In fact, He so didn't want to do what His Father wanted Him to do that He prayed with such intensity and such anguish that His sweat became like drops of blood. Who could blame Him? His Father wanted Him to die the excruciating death of a cross with the weight of the world's sins upon His shoulders. His Father wanted Him to suffer hell as a substitute for us. And even though He didn't want to do it, and He was afraid to do it, and He wasn't getting any support from anyone around Him to do it, He did it anyway for the sake of our forgiveness, for the sake of our salvation. Jesus obeyed His Father, and He did it anyway. St. Paul wrote those words of Jesus that He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even the death of a cross. As we go through this season of Lent, and as we use this time as a time for renewal, may we recommit ourselves each day toward being obedient to our Heavenly Father. Obedient to Him because Jesus was obedient to Him. Obedient to Him because He knows what's best for us. Obedient to Him because He loves us. And He's demonstrated that love for us through the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of His Son, Jesus, for our forgiveness. Obey Him. Not because you always agree with Him, or always want to do what He wants us to do, but simply because He is God and you and I are not. Surrender to His will as Jesus did. Humble yourself before Him. Let these four words guide you through your life as they guided Jesus through His. Thy will be done. To God and God alone be the glory, for the sake of His Son Jesus. Amen.